I'm Paul Wiegraff, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today is a junior from the University of Delaware, a graduate of Concord High School, and a young entrepreneur, Christian Wills. Welcome, Christian.
Hi. Thank you, Paul.
So glad to have you here. We were talking off air about some really exciting experiences you've had recently and some pretty impressive plans that you're involved with, as well as some artistic activities in Wilmington. Let's start with your study abroad in Greece. What prompted you to go to Greece, and you know, what was your reason for going? What did you learn from that experience?
Well, it all started with a class that I took with my professor at the University of Delaware's AA program. Professor Satrin, he came to one of my events that I hosted back in the summer of 2017 and basically asked me if I could be the sort of TA for the project, for the Greece study abroad. And he asked me to do like an entire vlog series, essentially. So that was sort of the drive that came through with that. I never really thought about doing a study abroad at all. Like, I never thought I would ever go out of the country. But you know, when he offered it to me, like, I was, you know, amazed at that. And I was like, yeah, definitely. I would definitely love to go and explore Greece and take photos and videos of everything and learn so many new things. So we learned a lot about, ancient Greece, more specifically the history of it, the people, the language. It's very different in terms of, how they go about, you know, their daily lives and their things that they do. One of the challenges for me, I would have to say, is that, you know, toilet paper, they do not flush toilet paper, which is very interesting. So you have to, you know, kind of, remember to, you know, not do that. It sort of came like a muscle memory, and other times I would drop it and think like, oh man, like, wow, I just can't believe I just threw this toilet paper in the toilet. And, you know, they have different, like, piping systems and everything. So it's very different, culturally speaking, and very different from, you know, historically and everything, from its ins and outs, its food. The language definitely was also a challenge. It was sort of a barrier, but we definitely got through that. I learned a couple words from my travels there. So, but it was definitely an experience to remember.
Now, I understand in coming back, this experience is not something that you're keeping to yourself, but you're working on a project now to sort of communicate the value of that study abroad and how others can benefit from a similar experience.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned, I was doing a vlog series. So everywhere we went for 3 weeks, we were there. So for about 21, 22 days, roughly, I was taking photos and videos of everything that we saw, whether we were, you know, at a huge historical site or whether we were just chilling in our, you know, apartments or dorms. And I really got to document every experience of the trip. So if anybody's ever interested in doing a study abroad, they can reference the video that I am, as of now, as of this recording, am working on, you know, working hard on, essentially, and diligently with. So definitely should anybody who's interested in going to Greece or any study abroad, definitely check it out. We met so many new people, met so many new places, and met new friends on our journey. So it was a wonderful experience.
Did you encounter any obstacles in preparing to go? Any surprises in what it took to be able to travel to a foreign country?
Yeah, definitely. One thing I would have to say for anybody who does not have a passport, it was very hard for me to get one, because, again, I never thought I'd go out of the country. So getting one was very difficult, and it was a lot of money, too, just getting a passport. And my challenge specifically was trying to get, like, photos for my passport, because I had to retake photos, like, 2 or 3 different times and send it in, and that cost, like, a lot of money. So definitely try to get that done as early as possible. Again, like, the trip wasn't until January, but I was going throughout the entire summer, you know, preparing ahead of time just to make sure that passports were done, documentation was good. You know, we also had, but what made it easy, though, was that we had meetings with my professor, and we got to know some of the students beforehand. So that way, you know, we weren't going in completely, you know, blindsided, or, you know, without any knowledge of who anybody was. So that was also a good thing to know.
Now, you alluded to dorms. Were you Was this study abroad in partnership with a Greek college?
Not really. It's part of it's a place called the Athens Center.
Okay.
And I believe the connection is more so with my professor David Satran than it is with the university. But I think he's the one connecting the university and the Athens Center together. If anything, he's been doing the trip for. This was his fourth year going, so he's been doing this for multiple years. And the Athens Center is essentially the place where we had classes, where we would have, you know, maybe lunch sometimes, and essentially where they had a building where we had it's apartment style buildings, and they were essentially they had like doubles and triples and quadruple bedrooms. So I had a double bedroom, and they were like four floors. With about 30-something students in at least two students per room, depending on which rooms we had. And I think there were like four rooms per floor. So you guys do the math. But
now, were these all UD students or were they students from different universities?
They were all UD students. So okay. The group was massive. My group was there were two classes, actually. My class had 19 students and the other class had 16. And it was about 35 of us all together, including the two other professors. The professors were not in the dorms with us, so it was just all student based like housing / living. And we all, you know, again had doubles, triples, quadruples, and there was like Wi-Fi, there was you know, we had beds, we had to share a bathroom, you know, there was lighting and, you know, everything. So it was sort of like, you know, dorming at a college. You know, except, you know, we're in Greece and we had to adapt to sort of the rules that they had there at the facility at the Athens Center, you know, other than that, you know, it was sort of it wasn't anything too different from what we were already used to. Mm-hmm. So,
now, what is your major at the university?
My major is English. I'm also okay. minoring in material culture studies, and hopefully, we'll be getting a master's soon in political administration.
Okay, interesting. So, this trip to Greece. You mentioned that you had never thought you'd travel outside the country. What is one profound lesson you've learned by traveling abroad that you might not otherwise have ever encountered?
I think one thing that I've taken away from this is to not be afraid to travel, essentially. I think the one thing I got from traveling is that, you know, you should at least travel like once within your life, because you'll never know what it's like unless you do. You know, if you're always, you know, used to being comfortable within a bubble that is, you know, whether it is your hometown or the United States in general, you know, you'll never know what it's like to be outside of that and to see sort of a different aspect and a different culture. And I think really, I sort of have an appreciation for Greece, really, if anything. It's people, the language, the culture, the food. I love the food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, the takeaway essentially would be that, you know, just go out and learn and, you know, aspire to achieve more, aspire to, you know, do, you know, more with your life in terms of, you know, going out and seeking the world, because the world is yours, essentially. The world is at your fingertips. You just got to go out and reach for it and don't let anything stop you.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep at it. So,
and now that you're back home, you're working on this blog to share that experience and
yes.
sort of encourage others to take that, you know, consider
mm-hmm.
The possibilities of studying abroad. You are involved right now, I understand, in some open mics mm-hmm. in downtown Wilmington. Let's talk about that. That's kind of connected to your English major background.
Yeah, it all kind of ties back in. So, yeah, my open mics, I started this back in October of 2017. My first open mic that I ever hosted was at Udary Creamery Market, which is where I still hold them now. And it all started with my manager. She asked me if I wanted to just, you know, host an event. And I think around that time, it was Poetry Day, October, I believe, 15th, 2017. And it was like a Sunday, and she asked me if I wanted to do it during that day. And I was like, yeah, definitely. I've never hosted an event before. You know, I've been, you know, on stage and I performed and everything before, but I've never hosted an event for, at least an hour, you know, longer than that. So that was my first endeavor doing that. And, you know, ever since then, I've had support from family and friends and, you know, staff from University of Delaware, people outside of Delaware too, from like the Philadelphia area. And people within Wilmington as well, which is definitely huge, definitely great support there. But it all started with that. And essentially, it's free for the community. It's free to the public. It's open to them. You know, we're open from, you know, sometime during the morning till at least 8 o'clock at night. And I try to host it for 2 hours from 6 to 8 at least. And during that time, you know, people can come in, you know, they can watch the show. They can sign up to, you know, do a performance, whether they rap, whether they do poetry, they do music, they do comedy even if they wanted to. So, you know, it's open to the public. It's free. I just, you know, it's just a nice thing to do every once a month and to give back to people that, you know, really deserve it in the community that they live in.
Is there a particular night each month that you host this?
So at first I used to do every second Sunday of every month, but now I've switched it over to every second or third Saturday of every month. Throughout this year in 2019, however, I've done a revival of the open mic series and turned it into a show. And as of right now, it's sort of the third Saturday of every month, typically speaking. If there are any changes due to probably a holiday or weather, I might say so. But usually right now, the standard as of 2019 is the third Saturday of every month.
And you say it's early evening, 6 to 8?
6 to 8.
Yeah. At the UD Creamery on Market Street.
Yes.
In downtown Wilmington.
Downtown Wilmington, yeah. 815 North Market Street.
Okay. Well, I want to go in a little different direction, but first let me remind our listeners that you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio today is a University of Delaware student, Christian Wills, who's talking about trips abroad, open mics at the UD Creamery. And now I'd like to go down a different path that we were talking about off the air, and that's your role as kind of a young entrepreneur and a venture that you and some classmates, I believe, are pursuing.
Yes. So it's 5 UD students. It's me, including 4 other students. We are essentially trying to make a nonprofit. So I am dabbling a little bit in some entrepreneurship in terms of, you know, giving back more to Wilmington. So we've titled it as of right now The Loitery, or The Loitery Wilmington. And essentially our focus is to give back artistically, culturally, creatively, educationally to young adults, to children, to teenagers who need it in their, you know, community, in the Wilmington community specifically. So an example of that would be basically we would have funding and it would be in-house. And some, you know, we would have some events out of the house too, but essentially we would give funding to some of the members that would sign up, some of the team members that would sign up, if they wanted to host an event that was educational, say they wanted to do like a book fair, or they wanted to do, you know, some sort of class or lesson, or if they wanted to host an event, say like a poetry event, you know, or a contest or something, we would help, you know, fund that for them. You know, they get money off of that. We see the returns and they keep a little bit of the profit as well. At the same time, they get to learn something and they get to engage with their community at the end of the day. So that's essentially sort of a piece of it. There would be other programs such as literacy programs, educational programs that I also want to, you know, put into the overall programming of the nonprofit at some later points in time. But right now we're trying to get it off the ground. We're trying to get funding for it. We're trying to see if we can, you know, have a place, have a building somewhere as of this recording, if anything. But hopefully later on in the spring and in the summer and everything, we will definitely have, you know, some steam going on. So
mm-hmm. Now, what's the background of the other students, your colleagues that are working on this venture?
So I guess I'll just say their names and give a little bit of their background. So 2 of the people that I've met, Eric and Shane, they are basically some of the masterminds behind the intricacies and some of the bylaws that we've had. They've written extensively an entire document, 14 to 17 pages worth of just bylaws and rules and things that, you know, we should follow as, you know, to give like structure to the nonprofit, mm-hmm. give a little bit more mm-hmm. legitimacy. You know, they've worked really hard on them. I really applaud them for the work that they've done and for the work that they've put in. And, you know, we've had meetings before. I've met them at their place. They've met me at my place, and we've all had meetings together. And, you know, being tipped off from a friend of mine about the two of them, I'm so glad that they have been a part of the entire process since the very beginning, and we have very same visions and goals in terms of what we want to see in the nonprofit. Two other people, the other two of the five, Rasal, she's sort of, she wants to be sort of like the grant writer of the entire process. So she's out seeking grants, and she's worked with other nonprofits before, so she's a great addition to the team. And I worked with her before in the summer of 2018, where we've done other projects together to help make Wilmington a great, you know, place to be, you know, for teens and for young adults. And, you know, we've led projects before, and I'm glad that she's, you know, on the team as well with this, and that we're able to, you know, make it what it is and what we can make it what it is. And then the last person is Xiao. She would basically be our treasurer. So she would handle sort of the funding and the money and where that would be going and where that would be allocated. She's, you know, she's been with us ever since she joined us. She's sort of a late arrival, but she has been putting in work just as much as anybody else has, and I commend her for her work as well. So the five of us have really been, you know, balls against the walls with everything that we've been doing, and it's just been amazing.
So what I'm curious, what was the impetus behind this, or, you know, what sort of instigated this, sparked the interest in doing this kind of a thing?
Well, for me, essentially, I kind of alluded to it with the project that I worked back in 2018 with Rasal, is that was really where the spark for the whole nonprofit idea kind of came through from. Working with other nonprofits before, I've worked with some names, I guess I'll throw out there, the Wilmington Renaissance Corporation, Christiana Cultural Arts Center, Delaware College of Art and Design, UD, of course, with Udary Creamery Market, which is also a nonprofit, you know, the AA program, so many different places in Wilmington, more specifically, that I've worked with, and I've also seen too, that have really just inspired me to do a lot more. My work with the warehouse also over the summer has also been an amazing experience as well, where I got to basically program events and projects and ideas with teens directly. It was about 20 of them. And we led projects that they wanted to see within the warehouse and the community that they live in. So in the warehouse now, it's been picking up a lot of steam, and it's been going great. And I want to do something similar, or, you know, something even probably grander to an extent in the Wilmington community, in the specific Wilmington community that I want to, you know, see flourish. So, but all the work that I've been doing with these nonprofits and these organizations have really just led me to want to start my own, you know, business and be self-led and be self-made and, a lot of ways in a lot of areas. You know, they've done a lot of great work. And I also want to incorporate some of my own, you know, works with poetry and music that I've done throughout the past, I want to say, year and a half, almost 2 years now. You know, being sort of a new arrival in the Delaware scene and the Wilmington scene, you know, not having really grown up here, but seeing, you know, that it is very small and concentrated, and, you know, using that, you know, networking to an effect to sort of build up my craft and to build up my legitimacy as well, you know, has helped me to really also nourish my passion for, you know, for wanting to do more in Wilmington and starting the nonprofit as well. Because with the people by my side and, you know, them having to inspire me as well, it's also the reason for why I also want to do this, you know, and why I strive hard to, you know, do better for the community. So.
Incredibly commendable. I want to come back to the issue of poetry. Mm-hmm. We actually met a few years back when you were a high school student participating in the State Poetry Out Loud recitation program. Talk a little bit about your poetry, your interest in it, your involvement in it.
So yeah, poetry didn't really peak for me, didn't really start for me until probably like my 10th grade year of high school. Which is when, you know, I definitely started having a love for it. You know, I wasn't the biggest. If anything, I favored math more than I did English early on. And now it's the complete opposite way around. But it just sort of works out that way. But my love for poetry, if anything, really started with that event, the Poetry Out Loud back in 2016. You know, I had a teacher back when I was in Concord High, who basically pushed me to do that poetry event. And I sort of dabbled here and there with poetry. I sort of had a love for it. There really weren't any classes that I took that really helped me to push that love even further. I might have had one or two classes back in high school before I moved up here, but then when I moved up here, you know, it was still sort of the same. But then the Poetry Out Loud contest came around, and that teacher, you know, he really showed me the ropes with everything. We sat down together, you know, he helped me pick out poems that I wanted to recite. And, you know, even to this day, there's one poem that I did recite at the event that I still love to this day. You know, and, you know, we were together and he pushed me further. And from there, it just sort of blossomed. My appreciation for poetry, my love for it was well nourished. And seeing some of the kids there as well at that night was also amazing, because I saw how they also had a love for it as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall which the poems you recited? I'm trying to remember myself.
Exactly. I know the second one that I did was To the Notebook Kid by Evel Ewing. Mm-hmm. That one definitely love to this day. Mm-hmm. And I think there was one, the one that I did, Rivers by, I believe, I hope I got this right, Langston Hughes.
Okay.
Yeah.
well, so. Christian, we're running out of time here. I just want to thank you for joining us today. Christian Wills, a junior at University of Delaware. It's really been exciting to hear about your study abroad in Greece and the work you're doing with open mics at UD Creamery, and this venture with you and your classmates of the Loitery, your nonprofit venture. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you for having me, Paul.